Eyle toldis Noyach. Noyach ish tzadik tomim hoyo bedeiroiso eso eloikim isalech Noyach. Before we start, Rav Lutner would say, Alamol, that twice they build houses from wood. The Teva, the Mishkan, were two wood houses. There was a difference. In the Teva, they surrounded it from outside with zephyrs, with copper, air. Looked terrible from outside. The Mishkan looked beautiful. There was Toshim, Eilim, Udomim, gold, silver. What is the difference? It says the Mishkan, Teva, was meant by Iker to stop the water, the bad, coming in. The Mishkan is not to stop. Forget it, everyone is welcome. Like the old Yeshiva Smir, yeah? Everyone is welcome. It's open. It's open, the door is open. So why they made a Mishkan? Was a place for the Kedusha. The Kedusha needs a place. But you don't make it closed. But the Mishkan had open doors, right? Here's a Mishkan, no door. It's no door, it's open. Because there was only a place where the Kedusha could have a place, a mokum, a chalois, but it's accepting for everyone. He said, in the old days, what was a yeshiva? Yeshiva was like a mishkan. Mishkan mat. He says, in our days, that the street is so bad, the yeshiva has to do both things at the table. Also protect the bad not to come in, and also to be the mokim of the Kedusha. And he explained. The same way, if the Teva would have one hole, the Teva would drown. If the place is not protected and not closed, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash cannot work today. In our days, there is so much bad. And he said, he's not only saying it on a yeshiva, saying that any person in his life, person Lama Zogin, has to work, Chas V'Shalom, he can't stay in yeshiva, so he's Kuvei Itim LaToyo. He could be Kuvei Itim, and he has his smartphone on the table. He's learning all the time, just here and there, answer some messages. It's not closed, it's not detected. You go to the Beis Medrash, shut your phone. If you don't do that, there's no mishkan, there's no mokum. The mokum that a person has to have has to be closed, has to be protected. Same thing, a house of a person. It's mokum b'shua sashchino. It has to be closed and protected. Because if not, the kedusha cannot stay inside. The pasuk is mamshich eile told us noyach noyach ish tzadik. The charevi brings down a zgula. If a person wants to be moitzechein be'einei Hashem, not to get ein. He says why? Eile told us noyach, noyach is tzadik. We saw at the end of last pasuk, the last parsha, the noyach moitzechein be'einei Hashem. Why? Why Noach Motzochein Be'enei Hashem? It doesn't say it. So Zog V'Charedim, if it doesn't say, it means V'Noach, a guy that is Noach Motzochein Be'enei Hashem. This is Zog V'Charedim. Charedim was Kimat Rishon. He was on the borderline between Rishonim and Achroim. So he has a man, he's also Rishon and also Ach. But he says V'Noach Motzochein Be'enei Hashem. The Gemara says, "In Pesachim, Shlosh Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Oyavom, Mishayin Koyes, Mishayin Mishtaker, משעינוי מיימד עצמו ילמידו יסוד. The person is noyach, he doesn't care, so he's not so chen b'inei Hashem. It's brought down that when a person is not so chen b'inei Hashem, even if it's a gzeir that is nigzal, it doesn't hit him. Because he's motzo chen b'inei Hashem. Person wants to be moitze chen b'inei Hashem. The way to be moitze chen b'inei Hashem is not to be bekas. When a person becomes bekas, when a person becomes angry, he can't be moitze chen b'inei Hashem. So the pasuk says, "Eilu todos noyach, noyach ish tzadik tomim hoyo b'deiriso v'so eloiki misalech noyach." Rashi brings down b'deiroisov noyach ish tzadik tomim hoyo b'deiroisov. Yesh mi rabiseinu doshim l'shvach kol sheken shiro hoyo b'deiroi tzadikim hoyo tzadik yoisov v'yesh shedoshim hoyo l'gnai lefi deiroi hoyo tzadik v'lo hoyo b'deiroi shel avrom lo hoyo nechshav l'klo. So stup shot. יש מרביסנו דור שמועסי לשבח כל שכן שלו יבדר צדיק אם היה צדיק יויסי ויש שדור שמועסי לבנאי לפי דירו היה צדיק ולא יבדר של אברום לא ינח שם לכלום. זה סתום מהלכים בוא נזב צדיק טוב אם היה בדירו יסוף בוא נזב בדירו יסוף בדירו יסוף is משמע in his door. Also later it says in the pasuk, "Vayomer Hashem lenoyach, bo'ato, ki oscho roisi tzadik lefonai badoir haze." In this generation, this is what I'm explaining why this diuk was bothering the rishonim. Noyach ish tzadik, tomim hoyo, tzadik, tomim hoyo bedoir roiso. Later. Before we go to back to the Rashi, Rashi has his astira. Before he was a tzaddik tomim, then he became only a tzaddik. What happened to the tomim? Then it says, "Vayim Hashem neach boel atevo ki oisur isi tzaddik." So Rashi answers, when Hashem writes "Eilu todos noyach," noyach is a tzaddik tomim. Later, when Hashem speaks to noyach, mitzvah shvachi before. Noyach, come, I see you at Tzadik. Come on, everything. And Hashem is talking to us, Eile told us Noyach. Noyach, it's Tzadik, Tomim. This is Rashi's answer. The Bishyoyse brings down the Andere parents. He says, yes, no, it's a Kasha. Tzadik bedoiroi sof. Then he tells Noyach, ki oyscho roisi Tzadik badoi razeh. What happened to doiroi sof? So he says, Noyach was a Tzadik in all different generations. Right? Someone lives 600 years. It's different generations. Was two nisyonis in the time of Noyach. Giloy Arayas, this was Dera Mabul. You have to know Alamo, you know, it's not the moment to speak about it. But what the world, people speak about Giloy Arayas, Alamo, that's the going. What is Nogato? It's Baruch Hashem, we're in the Spanish, we're learning. So what if in these countries things are so terrible? But this is what happened in Dera Mabul. And the Noyach with Spanish, they were good. People in the streets were terrible, and then come to Mabul. And then, later we'll see it's Deira Afloge. They believe in Avodah Zarah, the Deira Afloge. Deira Afloge believed in Avodah Zarah. So, like the Bais Yosef, when a person doesn't do Gilui Arayas, you call him a Tzadik. Rachmon Oid Karlon, Schusei, the Yosef. Tzadik. We have to say in Yom Kippur Kot. Why? Tzadik is a guy that doesn't do Avodah Zarah. Gilui Arayas. Doesn't look, doesn't do. Avodah Zarah is Tmimus. Tomim Tiyeh Im Hashem Alekecho. There's a Shtach Bula Ebrei. Tomim Tiyeh Im Hashem Alekecho. So Noyach was Tzadik B'Deiro Yisov. Tzadik Tomim. he didn't do Gilui Arayis in Deir HaFloge, and he didn't do Avodah Zarah in Deir, I'm sorry, he didn't do Gilui Arayis in Deir HaMabul, and he didn't do Avodah Zarah in Deir HaFloge. When Hashem told him to come into the Teva, it was before Deir HaFloge. He tells him, come in, you're a tzaddik, you're not doing what they're doing, come in. He doesn't tell him that you're Tomim. Eile Todesh Nayach, you know who is Nayach? Tzaddik Tomim Bet Deir Hoysov. I'm old tzaddik, I'm old Tomim, all over. And the Reiki Rashi. Rashi answers from the beginning it was a tzaddik tomim. And Moshe Feinstein says in his sefer, "Ela tolusneach neach ish tzaddik tomim." Neach tzaddik tomim was his ish. Very sharp vote from Moshe. And Moshe said, "Tzaddik tomim. If you're not a mensch, it doesn't help. Mishkan tzaddik, mishkan tomim. First, be a mensch. Some people know he's a big tzaddik. He's a guy. But mishkan mensch. The first shvach of Moshe is ana ish." They say, Amo, what's the difference? What is the difference of this Ilui to Rebel Chalam? Ilui learned in front of me in my days. So what is the difference of this Bachar to Rebel Chalam? So when I came, this is what he explained to me. He said, Rebel Chalam, when he would bump into a wall, he would say, sorry, sorry. He thought it's a person. When he bumps into a person, he thinks it's a wall. Both of them are Ilui, yeah? But what is the difference? Like the whole time. But the Mulchanan, when he bumps into a wall, he says sorry. That guy, when he bumps into people, he's walls. Yeah, he's learning. He's basically just learning. So like a Moshe, first Zayna Ish. Zayna Mensch. After you're a Mensch, be a Tzaddik Tomim. Aber Rashi is coming as a Kash. With this Pshat, with that Pshat. What is Bidoy Roysov? Tzaddik Tomim. If you're a Yosef, it's a little bit better. It means he was a Tzaddik in the beginning. And he was Tomim later in the Tkufa for Avodah Zarah. And Rashi says, Yesh mir Abiseinu Doshim Oysir Leshvach V'yesh Doshim Oysir Legnai. Remember the Balei Adrush say Alamol, Yesh mir Abiseinu Doshim Leshvach V'yesh Doshim Legnai. The people of Doshim Legnai, we don't call them Abiseinu. Yesh mir Abiseinu Shedoshim Leshvach V'yesh Doshim Legnai. Doshim Legnai, we don't call them Abiseinu. Yeah, it's a vitz. But we call him, what is the pshat? Yesh doshim l'shvach v'yesh doshim l'gnai. Yesh doshim l'shvach, kol shekin b'deir yishel avrom. Yesh doshim l'gnai, im hoyo b'deir yishel avrom, lo yonech shav l'klu. So the Chazanish Alamal will say pshat, it's not a machlekes. He said, for sure, that what Noach did in the times of Avrom, it was not considered a lot. But he managed to do it even in this place. He says, a person has to set goals. So the guy learns with a smile in 5 hours, he feels like $1 million. Yeah? Doing the smile if you learn 5 hours, you don't fit the mismanish, yeah? That is mismanish, yeah? No, 5 hours, it's not like, yeah. But why with a smile you feel good? Because no one else is opening a safe. So 5 hours with a smile, it's ganz chosho. Yeah? A person is in Yerushalayim. Yeah? So he buys padal, tzaharim, yeah? When he's in a trip in Hong Kong, if he eats in a Beis Chabad, he already feels good about himself. Yeah? Noach, the Doiro Shel Noach, he was Taken Tzaddik, it was unbelievable. People, everything was terrible, and Noach was good. He went with a yarmulke. Guys, you know, he goes to Kiev, to Mayaki, yeah? He goes with a white shirt and a yarmulke, he feels he's a Gans Choshen guy, yeah? Shalom, if you walk with a shirt and a yarmulke without a jacket, you're shaking, yeah? Why? Shaila is where you're standing. So Noach, the Deiroshel, of Noach was amazing. But if you take it to the Deiroshel of Avraham, it's Gomish. But for sure, if he would live in a place like Avraham, for sure he would do much more. So Zayn Chaznish is not the pshat, he's low and he's big. Be'etzem Avada, the Deiroshel of Avraham, he would do much more. So Chaznish says, why I'm speaking it out? Because a person has to put himself in the right matzav. He goes to a dira that everyone wakes up 11 o'clock. So if he wakes up 8:30 and he puts on tefillin kmo shetzorich, he feels he's Jewish. Yeah, but if it's in a dira that everyone wakes up 7 o'clock, if he wakes up 8 o'clock, he feels like a goy. He has to know where to set himself. If his friends are learning and he puts himself with them, his nisoyim will be much easier. He will raise the bar of where he's holding. If he puts himself in a different place, so if Hashem puts you there, like the case of Noach, say that. That's what you could do. But the person himself has to put himself in a setting that he will have to do much more. Mikol Mokoyim, as I said, it's a starke kasha. As one man, the Omar, that he was a tzaddik, the koshik, the derech shel Avraham. Noach, if you were being Avraham Avinu, unbelievable. And one shot, Chaznish said that the answer, he was not really like much more, but Pshutei Shal Dvorim, Yesh Merabbi Seinu Doshim Reshmach. As a Gmorin, the end of Perek Amadim. The time of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi to die came. Hashem told the Sotan, go give Nachas Ruach to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. He came over to him and he told Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, what you want? He said, I would love to see my place in Gan Eden. Not the place now to see. Why? You're going to die in a second. You'll see it anyways. It's not what they explain. It's not the point. No. So he told him, okay, hold on. We'll fly there and I'll show you the place. He says, in the way you're holding your knife, I can't enjoy it because I'm nervous the whole time that you'll chop me off with your knife. So the Malach HaMavos gave the knife to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. He came to Gan Eden. He uplifted him. And he could see Gan Eden. Shavar, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi jumped over the gate and went into Gan Eden. The Malach HaMavos managed to catch his gown and was holding onto the gown. So Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi made a shavur, he's not coming out. They went to Beis Shemalo and they said if he never lied in his life, we will leave him inside. So, but enough he has to give because the Sultan needs it yet for the work. Have a cause. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi is walking in Gan Eden alive. As I said, in the last page of Perek Amadir, 7 Perek Exodus. Chesam Ulbezer, Zayim Ulbezer. Have a cause. He's walking. Poga Beirab, I am Ose Eliyahu Vekomachris Kamei. Panu Mokoim Lebar Levoi. Panu Mokoim Lebar Levoi. Make place for Yehoshua ben Levi. Some people say every night he's machi, some people say because he was alive. So you know, they used to finish Shabbos, there's a walking people here. Ose Ashkechel Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. Rab Yehoshua ben Levi is walking in Gan Eden, Eliyahu is making machplatz in front of him. And Ose Ashkechel Rab Shimon Bar Yochai, the Yosi Vatleisar Palche de Dehabe. He was sitting on 13 seats from gold. I exactly sit on 13, it's not one on top of each other. But as I say, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was sitting on 13 seats of gold. Yosef al Kleisar Palchi de Da'am. Omar le Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai turns over to Rav Yehoshua ben Levi. Atu bar levai, so Rashi. Atu hu she'agruz machriz olecho panu mokre. Omar, hey. Omar le, nira sokeshes beyomecho. Omar, yes. Omar Yochi les ato bar levai. Les ato. So it's Rashi. I'm saying calling Rashi Rashi. Ein ato roi la kruz hazeh shemachrizim ve'oimrim. Panu mokim lebar levai. Shehakeshes ois brisi lo'oilom shelo yechorev. Vim yesh tzadi gomu badoir ein tzorich ois. Zog dem arashu pshat bepashtus. What Rashi means. Why is it keshes? Because Hashem wants to bring a marble. But if it's a big tzaddik, a marble doesn't have to come. So if you would be a tzaddik, there would be no reason for a keshes. So if it's a keshes, obviously you're not a tzaddik. So the Gemara below, he was really no keshes, was another Rav Shimon. Even the Gemara said he never lied, but my sister found another you're allowed to lie, but again, it's not the shir today. Yeah? As I stated in the Gemara, I don't understand the kash. When I was a boch in your age, this was the kash. I was living in Panovich. And this was my kasha. Actually, I went then, I went for a chizuk, learning ksuvas, to Tifra for a couple of days, and we learned a sukkah at the end of Amadim, and I had this kasha, and I sent the letter to Ponovich to ask all the Shushimas. I don't understand. Omar Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Atu Bar Levai, Omar Ein, Nira Sokeshes Biyomecho, Omar Le Ein, Omar Le Yehochi Les Atu Bar Levai, Ein Ato Roi Lakruz Adze Shemachrizim Panomogim, שהקשס אויס בריסי לו אילום שלו יחורם ואם יש צדי גומו בדויר אין צורי חויס זה כל Marshal Pashto. The tzaddik protects. There's no reason. Noach tzaddik bedeiloisa bekoshkan bedeir shel Avraham. There was a mabel or was no mabel? So tzaddik doesn't protect from mabel. So what do you want from Marshal Pashto? It's very interesting. I have two terutzim, and I had a third one, and I lost it, and I found it last week. So I asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky this kasha a year ago when I had to be there. It was an achtorah and something, I was there. It was extra time until they came, because I had to ask questions. So it was one of the questions that I asked. And he answered me that in a door of Shoim, like Deir HaMabul, it will not help. But in a door of Yeshua ben Levi, then the Tzaddik could protect. I had a bit shver. I mean, first Mechateise. I said, how Rav Shimon Yochai knew that that door was... Can't say. It's interesting. I was this week on a plane. I was sitting near me, a Beliyahu man, he's very close to Chaim Kanievsky, he's the God. And it was a couple of Mudah B'Lechachon in the plane, so Pashas left, so I started to speak, so the first question I asked. So he said the same doubts. Maybe a tzaddik only protects. And a dog, like a medium dog, not a terrible dog. All the B'Lechachon were asking what I, that doesn't make sense. So anyways, so I send this kasha to Ponovich. So Rebel Povarsky answered like this. Bel Povarsky wanted an answer. There's another kasha that everyone asks. It says, "Vayi l'shiva yomim v'amabul hoyo al ha'oritz miket shiva yomim ki le'oit shiva anoichim mamtim." What is le'oit shiva? Rashi says, "Yemei evlois el mezushelach ha'tzadik." What is the point? Hashem does noach, and 7 days the mabul comes. Tell him in 24 hours. Tell him in 10 days. Give him notice 30 days. What was the 7 days? Hashem comes to Noach and says, okay, it's already, and 7 days it started. So Rashi learns Pshat in the Pasuk that Le'oit Shiva Yomim, that Hashem is telling Noach, Be'etzem is the time to Mabul is now. I'm giving you 7 days because you may Iblish in Mesu Shelach. So Hashem, so Mesu Shelach had a koyach to stop the Mabul. 7 days of his avails. So why Noach cannot protect the Mabul? So Mishter brings down the fakir. Hashem thought maybe when they see Mr. Shelach dies, they will do tshuva. Mr. Shelach was a tzaddik. He lived 900 years and the end is dead. They will chap kisayif kol adam. V'achai yidel eliboy. So Hashem left 7 days. Abel said, the associated Maharal is two kinds of tzaddikim. There's a public tzaddik and there's a private tzaddik. There's a tzaddik that is involved with everyone else, and there's a tzaddik that lives on his own life. Mr. Shelach was the manik of the doy. Noach, Chazal say, May Noach zois li, was a tviya and Noach, shehoyri li yispalel al bnei doyri velo yispalel. Like this. A tzaddik that is involved, you can't do nothing to him, so he protects the whole generation. If he's a private tzaddik, you put him in a box, and the rain goes down, and he doesn't disturb. He's anyway not a part of the island. So the Meile, Noach was a private tzaddik, so he couldn't protect. Mr. Shelach, Yeshua ben Levi, it's Mavur, the Gemara, I'm not saying out of Hichoches, that he was a public tzaddik. The Gemara said it was an illness, that it was called Ra'ason. It was worse than we had the machlin in our generation. It's very catchy. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to stand. If the wind is blowing, you don't stand on their side. Rabbi Yeshua Balevi, Mikrach Be'adayu Ve'osik Be'raise. Omar Ayeles Aruvim Ayeles Chen. Imchein Ma'ala Al-Mu'lamdeo Agun Evane Magna. The Torah protects. So the Mele, Rabbi Yeshua Balevi had to protect. And if he doesn't protect, Vaistais is not a tzaddik. This is one shot. From my father, I heard the other tell. Something similar to what you said. בעצם זה מאוד נזח. עשה, אני אומר לו, בידמן, they take out some papers, so it brings down a whole riches on that. Why Hashem needs a keshes not to bring them out? You know, if will be a reason for a mabul, will be a keshes, I'll remember it, it won't be no mabul. Why needs it? So Pashas, it's for us to understand. Oy, oy, oy. Oy, oy, oy. And the tshuva. So he's busy explaining the oy, oy, oy. Yeah? The Talmud says, Hashem said will be a ois, and the ois saves. When it's a tzaddik, the tzaddik is the ois. This is Loshon Rashi. Les ato bar levai, ein ato roi lakruz hazeh shemachrizim. Panu mokim lebar levai, shehakeshes ois bris lo'olom shelo yechorev, v'im yesh tzaddik gomur en tzorich ois. There's a song we sing in like Bo'imer. Adelina Bo'yachai, v'am adem kol echoi. Want to quote one piece. Kol yomov asher choyo, ois hakeshes lo'y niro. Ki hu ois oylom oyo, adelina Bo'yachai. Kol yomov asher choyo, ois hakeshes lo'y niro. Ki hu ois oylom oyo, adelina Bo'yachai. So, again, Adam, someone has another terence, we're waiting for another terence. So the kasha is again, Shtei Bneach Tzadik, Lefi the Tzadik was Kol Shikim B'Deyo Shel Avrom. So when you remind me the Shail, if it's Kol Shikim B'Deyo Shel Avrom, so L'chura, even if Bneach is a Tzadik, he didn't protect from the Mabu. And the Gemara says in the end of Perek HaMadir, Omar Rav Shim Bar Yechai, when he's sitting there and he meets him Shom Elevi, he tells him, Im Nira So HaKeshes B'Yomecho, Eina To Bar Levai She'HaKeshes Yisroo Priz Rehim Shel Yichorim. V'im Yer Tzadik Gomu B'Doyer En Tzor Yichois. If it's Kol Shikim B'Deyo Shel Avrom, that's the Kash. I was Matziah, couple as Meir. נויח מזבח להשם ויקח מכל הבאים והתאוירו ויעל אוילויס במזבח ויורח השם אסריח הניחויח ויאמר השם אליבוי ואויסיף לקל אלוידס האדומו בעבור האודום כי ייצר לי ואודום רע מנעורו ולאויסיף אוי להגויס כל חי כאשר עושיס. Hashem made a shvua. And Seder HaPsukim, it says, Vayorach Hashem Esreach HaNichoyach. It's last time they bring now how much a person has to understand. Noyach was makri v'korbo. And Hashem smelled the reach HaNichoyach. And for this maise, Hashem made a shvua that will be no more mavu. We know how many times the keshet came out from that time. And b'schus Noyach, the world is kind. What he did, one pe'ula. If a person will understand the koyach, if one pe'ula, they bring down from Chasim Sefer, I think, that once, for tkiyas, they saw him close himself in a room. Shabbat was the Imre Emes. The Imre Emes was closed in the room for half an hour. Chassidim was sure that his mamash mechavad the Olamas, you know. So one of the Chassidim said he has to pick what the Rebbe is doing. He picked and he sees the Rebbe is reading from a Sefer. I thought his name was like a Sefer from Hashemayim. He picked and he said, it's Ketzis. Ketzis, after Rosh Hashanah, he told the Rebbe, you close yourself, all the Chassidim are waiting. He went to the room, he learned Ketzis for half an hour, and he came up. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chodi bepulah deraisa. Sometimes in Russia you have to go to a king to ask him for a favor, but the king is angry, fuming. Yeah? You know, you walk in, you just get it. So what do? You have to make him happy a little bit, like a good joke before you want to ask what you want to ask. He said, I'm going to Kiyas to ask for everyone. But Hashem has full chal enough. But I knew, learning Hashem loves. Chodi bepilpula by rice. So I will learn, shall be happy. I'll be happy. I'll remind myself. I felt mamish. So it's not. I ran. I blew the kids. And we got a good year. The person understands a Kodesh Boch who loves the most sitting and learning. The person needs a bakosha from the Rebbeinu Shalom. First to sit and learn. Aber bei Yoach Reach Nichoyach. Zog de Balaturim. Reach Nichoyach. Beis b'mesoyro. It's not to teach you how you learn Balaturim. Beis b'mesoyro. It means the word Reach. Vayorach Hashem es Reach. Vayorach smell. Beis b'mesoyro. It shows up twice in the mesoyro. By us. Ve'idoch ve'yorach esreach b'godov. Ve'idoch ve'yorach esreach b'godov. Ve'ushedoshu chazal she'afilu poishi Yisrael asidim liten reach. What is the pshat? Balaturim is explaining what Hashem smelled so good. Nach made a call when Hashem smelled it. Vayorach esreach anichoyach. It says Vayorach esreach godo. Avraham smelling the clothes of Yaakov. Rashi says, what did Chazal say? What is reach godo? Reach boigdo. And Hashem says, people are so bad. Leibo adam ra minuro. Say over a moshul, once a very good message. It was a guy that, this one of the rabbis came over to a person. He said, why are you not learning? He said, yeah, I will learn another hour. Who needs my learning, you know? The most I could learn an hour, a little bit, a couple words. Maybe with articles, though. I can't. Who needs my learning? I told him, what do you do for business? He says, I'm busy with selling paints. I told him, what is the most expensive paint that you hold it in your hands? It says $5 million. Special paint of sunset, or, you know, mamish, like in between, like something like La Jolla there, with in between the mountains, like a beautiful picture, the water, the dogs, mamish. He said, you know, you can take a picture and have exactly that picture. My people will pay $5 million. I said, you don't understand, it's a picture. It's a draw, it's not a picture. I'm saying that. The guy Mara drew him. I could take a huge good picture exactly and have the same thing. He said, don't understand. He said, explain to me. You want to see this picture? I have exactly the picture. So you understand. The picture is not a chokhmah. You just do a flash. But here the guy has to get it and the sun is moving. So you can't even really color it. It's not like he's standing in front of the house and he's doing it. He has to have the vision in his head and colored in the right colors, it's a ganze avoida. This one makes it expensive. Another example. The harder that it is, this is what Hashem enjoys. Reach boigdov, Moses says, the people that did a virus and in the end they did tshuva and they came back to Hashem, that will Hashem smell. Poishi Yisrael, that do mitzvahs. When Adam and Noach goes out of the table and Hashem says, Noach also could have been a bad person. And he did good. Hashem said, you're right that the people are bad. But when the misgaber and the bad, that what makes the reach nichoyach. This is what Balaturim is saying. Vayorach es reach nichoyach shtayim b'mesoyro chaveiroi vayorach es reach b'godo vezeu shedoshu rabiseinu shafilu b'Yisroel asidim liten reach. This is Be'etzem, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from a Yid. And this makes Reach Nichoyach LaHashem. The person sometimes thinks, the Pesuk is Mamshich, I'll say the same thing, you know, Noach Isha Adomo. Vayita Kerem, Vayish Min Hayayim, Vayishko. He became drunk. Shailas Alamo, the Asa Kashet, Noach. Noach was in the table, Ish Tzadik. He right away became drunk. There's a lot of answers, but they said in the Biskarov, in Louis Shatteretz, Chazal say, he came out, he had with him a Zmoiro Shel Gefen, Vayita Kerem, and that day, Zot Rashi, Miyad, the Kerem grew, became a tree, became grapes. Speak, yeah? Noach didn't have, he thought it's grape juice. He didn't have that the same way the tree became a tree in a minute, the wine became 2,000 years already. Every second became, he drank a wine of 2,000, you know how strong was the wine? It was, he didn't have that it's such a deep wine. If the tree grew in 2 minutes, so the wine aged in an hour or two, like 50,000 years. You know how strong the wine was? 500%. So man, he became shaken. I said to Biskarov, they say, Biskarov said pshat. Andersson, Biskarov said that Noach didn't realize the Yeridas HaDoiros that happened after the Mabul. He remembered from before the Mabul, people were very strong, it was a different Madrega. He didn't realize that the whole world became Mushkas, it was a Mabul, and everything, we know that one of the answers, that we, there's two answers on the Epikosim. In the Epikosim, they find bones from who knows when, yeah? So it's three things, maybe they never found them, yeah? Second tale says the world was created ready done. It was caves where things are dripping down. It was created like that. They find it looks like it's dripping for 50,000 years. It was created like that. And there's another Zach that has gone down that Bashaz the Mabul, the hot water, the whole thing made the whole thing to become different. It was a different, the whole world became a different world. So Bemele Noach didn't realize the shino. But he shaved the emphasis of Simlo. You know, Noach was without clothes on, going to the whole sugya, and they covered him. Rashi brings down. Vayikach shem v'yefes ein ksi vayikhu, elo vayikach. Limed al shem shenisamets b'mitzve yoyser miyefes. Lekach zochu bonov letali shel tzitzis. One of the Gedolim would cry when he would read this Rashi. Noach is without clothes. We don't understand what it means. Chom was mesaresim. And Shem v'yefes hear it, and they walk backwards to cover their father. And it says, Vayikach. Chazal say, why? Shem was nis'amitz yoyser. And he was zoicha the talis. We're the kids of Shem. Yeah? Anti-Semic, it comes from against Shem. It comes from against Shem. He was anti-Shem. Shem Yud. It's against Shem. We're considered the people from Shem. Why we were Zoyche for the Talis? Because Nis'amitz Yoyser. Yefes also had the idea. Two guys come to Seder, and two of them learning. One just puts a little bit more effort. That guy got up 5 times, I only got up 2 times. That guy spoke when we were Seder, I didn't speak. You don't have. Shame the Yefes, they went out the room. Shame took 2 hands. Yefes was holding out 1 hand. We covered our father. They finished, they shook hands, yeah? We did it, right? We covered our father, great. The Dagas, Shame is the Yin, it's Abbas Yaisel. Yefes is Yefes and Akima Yefes. It's Greece, all the people came out from Yefes. How much one little Peula? We said before, Noach Vayorach, Noach comes out the table. What is the big pa'ula of Noach? There's not enough animals left. Kosher animals to eat. You would think Noach would want to keep some animals to have what to eat. Right? Hashem let him to eat animals. He takes the animals and he shechs to Hashem. He says, oh, these are kosher to kobo. Hashem said, yeah, you can eat them also. No, these are kosher to kobo. He feels now the world is chorab, we have to start again. And Vayorach Reach Michoyach, and Hashem gives him a shvuah. And he gets a koyach forever. I want to finish with a vault. Vayachar Dvorim Ha'ile. There's a lot, there's too much shit getting this into all of that. ויקח אברום ונוחו לאבנושים ויקח תרח es Avrom bnoi, ve es Loit ben Horom ben bnoi, ve es Soray kalosoi eish es Avrom, ve yeitzu ito mi ur kast. Lo leches arzo knan, ve yovoi yuvat chor. So Terach, Avrom, and Loit, and Soray, they leave. Now the Pasuk starts, Vayikach Terach es Avrom. Terach, father Terach, takes his son Avrom, and Loit, the nephew, Ben Horon, and Soray, and they go. Vayeitzu ito. What is Vayeitzu ito? Vayikach Avrom, Vayikach Terach es Avrom bnoi, es Loit, es Soray, Vayeitzu ito. So Rashi says, Vayitzu Terach ve'Avrom. It's late, I want, but the Sifrei Chachamim says that Lemaise, Terach was the older man. He was not one really that was taking everyone. Avrom was in charge. So why it says Vayikach Terach? Why it says Vayikach Terach? Avrom gave Terach to feel that he's the boss. They say over a story for Rebbe Ochber in World War I. He was running away. You know, the old days he ran away and he took like a little bag, you know, the diamonds and all the little things that you need to go with the guy. And he had his father was an old man. He managed to put him in the wagon, covering him with shmatis. And he took the bag of the diamonds and he thought, Ta, you hide it in your pocket, it's a safe place. They asked him, you know, that man can't move. He's the one that we don't know how to get, you know. We're doing the biggest mitzvah to take him, instead of because of him we'll get caught. He says, but the father feels he's in charge. You give your father the covet. I wanted to think a second how it applies to you. And I'll tell you a beautiful story that I saw at the airport. Choshev balabati shem mishpoche, 30 people are going to Eretz Yisrael, without the grandfather. Yeah? He didn't make the money, he did. The son gave the grandfather to hold all the passports of everyone. Every time when they came to check in, the grandfather would give out. If you would not know, you would think this is the man. He gave him the covet. Avrom gave Terach, Vayikach Terach. People, Terach holds the passports. Terach is holding the tickets. It's much a little thing. I'm saying it because when Hashem, all of you have been married. Ingelein called me up, we had a baby, what name to give? Chano, Sprinzo, yeah, stuff like, yeah, Alamon, you know, this side, that side. So I tell them what I tell them. I said, you call your parents ready to tell them? And no, they were hearing the Kiddush. I said, you have to ask them. You know, you can ask a person, but not giving him two chance. But we think you to give that name, what do you think? Father says, it's okay, you can do what you want. But that guy, you have a problem, father's telling me that. Different, yeah? Why? You're making him to feel that he decided. Now you have to remember, this Terach is the one that threw Avram to Kivshon HaEsh. He went to complain to Nimrod, my son broke all the gadgets. But even so, Avram made Terach to feel he's running the show. So a lot of times you have to decide to stay in yeshiva another time. I'm saying, if your father doesn't understand, you could make him to feel. I'm telling you, I saw that, and I knew that this grandfather is not Negev. It was such a cover, the guy felt like $1 million. Well, he did, he just had a passport in his pocket, nothing else. I'm saying it. If you're a story, okay, you're talking, I would be a bochber and running, I would also put the diamonds in my grandfather's pocket, yeah? Any person can find a way. I was in a Choshev Chasana recently. So the grandfather also was not Negev. It was a son of Nuki Barav, I think even he heard this shmooze from me. Now I wanted to see what he will do. And I saw he turned over to the grandfather. You think it's time that we can talk about the chuppah? Well, I said, yeah, I think yes. Yeah? The grandfather feels the whole Chasana, he gave the decision. Yeah? Yep, yeah, it's time to go now. It's a small little thing. But that's what the Torah is teaching. So the Torah is teaching us. Vayikach Terach es Avrom bnoi, ve'es Loit, ve'es Soray, ve'yeitzu. Rashi is saying, Vayei, what is Vayei? So Rashi, Terach ve'Avrom. So this is Chachomim, Avrom. Avrom was taking care. Terach was not the one that was in charge. But he led him to feel that he's the one that is in charge. I'm telling you, that's it. It's not, it's really, it's not.